the D-Lo. If you've been with us for Growth 2025, the mini series, you know we've been diving deep into ways to set ourselves up for a thriving year. Now that January is winding down, we're at a critical point where many people start to lose steam on their New Year resolutions. Maybe you started strong, but hit some obstacles. Maybe motivation isn't as high as it was on January 1st. If that sounds familiar, today's episode is for you. We're talking about maintaining momentum. How to keep showing up for yourself even when things don't go as planned. Let's get into it. It's no secret that many New Year resolutions fizzle out by February. In fact, research suggests that about 80% of people abandon their resolutions by the second month of the year. But why does this happen? A few common reasons include unrealistic expectations. This means setting goals that are too ambitious or vague can lead to frustration. All or nothing thinking also plays a part. One setback can feel like a total failure, leading people to give up entirely. Lack of immediate results. We live in a world of instant gratification, but real change takes time. And finally, motivation versus discipline. Motivation is something that fluctuates, but discipline is what keeps us going when motivation fades. One of the biggest reasons people stop pursuing their goals is because they experience a setback and feel like they failed. But let's reframe that. A setback isn't failure, it's feedback. James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, emphasizes that true behavior change isn't about being perfect every day. It's about being consistent over time. Missing a day at the gym or slipping up on a habit doesn't erase all the progress you've made. The key is to focus on progress, not perfection. Here are some tips you can keep in mind as you focus on progress and not perfection. Here's a mantra: adjust, don't abandon. If your original goal feels overwhelming, tweak it instead of giving up. Recognize that progress, no matter how small, keeps you motivated. Celebrate the small wins. Motivation is something that is built. Motivation is built through repeated action. The more you show up, the more momentum you create. In other words, if you invest via discipline, you will yield a return of motivation and thus the results you're looking for. Also, consider self-compassion over self-criticism. I've referenced this self-compassion researcher several times. Her name is Kristen Neff, and she reminds us to be kind to ourselves because progress is not linear. So how do we push through when motivation is low? Here are a few science-backed strategies to help you keep moving forward. Number one, revisit your why. Why did you set this goal in the first place? Reconnecting with your deeper motivation can reignite your commitment. Next, break it down. Large goals can feel overwhelming. Break them into smaller, manageable steps. Number three, create external accountability. Having a support system or an accountability partner can significantly increase follow through. This can look like a person, group, or a club. Next, habit stacking. This is something that James Clear spoke about in his book, Atomic Habits. And we also have some research by Duhigg, which suggests that attaching new habits to existing routines creates positive outcomes. For example, if you're a morning coffee or tea drinker and you do this routinely and you like to read more, pair your reading with your morning coffee or tea. So when you make your coffee, make sure you have your book near your coffee pot or your tea kettle. The last science-backed strategy that I have for you today is to visualize success and process it. Studies show that visualizing the effort needed for success, not just the outcome, increases goal achievement. For example, instead of only imagining yourself crossing the finish line of a marathon, picture yourself training consistently, overcoming fatigue, and pushing through challenges along the way. This mental preparation makes success more attainable. If you're feeling stuck, take a moment to realign. Ask yourself, does my goal still matter to me? Do I need to adjust my approach? What's one small step I can take today? Remember, consistency beats intensity. It's not about doing everything perfectly. It's about continuing to show up for yourself, even in small ways. If you've been struggling to maintain momentum, I hope today's episode reminds you that you're not alone. Progress isn't about never slipping up. It's about how you respond when you do. So take a deep breath, adjust your approach if needed, and keep going. You've got this. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need some encouragement. And as always, let's continue this conversation. Connect with me on social media and let me know how you're keeping up with your goals. Here at The Dilo, we have decided to consolidate our social media presence to four platforms. You can find The Dilo on YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, which is coming soon, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.